With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
All right, what's number two?
Number two.
All right, you're going to love this one.
We'll see.
You got to move on from Jaylen Brown. You have to trade Jaylen Brown. The reason why.
I don't disagree. I like where this is. I like where this is starting.
What
Wiggy.
Is going on here?
Wiggy, you got me interested, Wiggy. Okay. You got me interested?
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Oh, incorrect.
Tuca is a hot dog a sandwich.
I'm sorry. I'm a disaster.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
You can't reach through
a
that window. And oh, is that what? A partition? Good job. I forgot what that was called.
He's like a parent. You know how parents say, don't do as I do as I say?
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
Three's Company.
Three's Company, too.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass,
David Ortiz,
Curtis, and Shime.
Heavily inhabited by the olds. Not to be mean,
but they can't hear.
There's an interesting story behind this, Nico.
Now,
we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the past.
WEEI.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Go! Greg Hill! Show!
All right. Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Welcome to your show.
What up?
How is everyone doing today? I just dated a restaurant.
Oh, it's Greg Hill.
I'm going to have an espresso martini and some dip for breakfast. Good morning. Hi, everybody. Your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, filling in today, pinch hitting for the Hill Man, or Il Hillo, as they like to call him over in Bello Italia, or Bella Italia, I should say. Mm-hmm. Hillman, where is he right now? Somewhere between Tuscany and the Amalfi Coast?
I thought it was in
he
Rome.
Posted. He's
at the Trevi Fountain yesterday.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, did
this
he?
Morning.
Did he also do the steps? There's like the famous
probably.
Steps over there.
Where is that, this fountain? Is that in Rome?
Rome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, the Trevi Fountain.
Never been to Italy, so I have no idea.
I've seen it in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yes.
Ah, that's where most people become familiar with Italy and all of Europe. Why read Frommer's or travel yourself? Catch the Lizzie McGuire movie, just like Shime Time.
And you too
can become an honorary
Shime
European.
Shime impresses me day after day.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. With his teenage girl knowledge when it comes to movies and music.
I have a breadth of all kinds of knowledge.
Yep.
You bring a lot to the table, Shime.
Multifaceted.
As a former member, and I know there are a lot of people listening right now that are like, oh, this guy again. I thought we got rid of you in the mornings. I'm back today and next Wednesday as well. And you know what else is back? The joy of July, the heat of summer, all that traffic you're sitting in, and guess what else, everybody? Sports!
Mm-hmm.
There is so much to discuss. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Hill Show for Friday, July 1st, 2022. You can give us a call at any time. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. The text line is open for business, but please, if you would like to play in the digital sandbox, try to play nicely. Mm. We have feelings too, or at least we used to before we worked in radio. That's 37937. Coop! who sits in behind the glass today will be coursing over the text line and sharing the best and worst of them throughout the day. Coop just also
doing my best.
Yeah, it's just, listen, just like Mac Jones says, be better, Coop, okay? We got to be better, okay? You got me. We got Wiggs, a.k.a. Stephen A. Wiggins today, NBA trade deadline expert. Good morning, Wiggs. What up?
Well, I mean, anybody can be a trade. I watched
NBA free agency deadline.
No, NBA Today, the worst show imaginable. Perk, Richard Jefferson, the black girl. I don't know her name.
That's her name.
Yes, and then two white guys. The worst show ever. You're talking about.
You're watching NBA Today with Perk, Richard Jefferson,
yes,
the black girl, and the two other guys.
You're talking about where KD might land.
Yeah.
And there's one destination on the list, or not on the list, that you should really be talking about. I wanted to jump through the TV and get on the set and say.
Ooh, seems like a good lead.
They kept talking about Phoenix.
Well, that's
Phoenix.
Where he wants to go, he said.
Yeah, that's where he wants to go because he wants to go. If he joins Chris Paul, all right, let's we won't get ahead of the lead at the same time.
Phoenix and the Heat, they kept talking about.
How many wins? Okay, I'm going to ask Shime what the expected win total may be because I know the same way Brian Barrett has a next-gen advanced analytics internet unto himself here, which is why he's such an invaluable part of the WEEI machine. Shime also can dig up overs, unders, future bets, etc., like no one else here.
Yeah, so, but I'm looking at...
What do you think the win total would be with Chris Paul and Devin Booker fresh off his four-year $214 million supermax?
Single Devin Booker.
Right, but see, that's the problem.
Did you get that from the Lizzie McGuire movie?
No, Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner dumped him.
She dumped another brother.
She chose poorly.
Well, that's the curse of the Kardashians. So even though she's a Jenner, it still bleeds into it. The thing about that Phoenix situation, they kept talking about KD, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul. The team is not going to look like that if KD's in Phoenix. That's what they kept missing out. And whoever the dude was who was doing like the possibility of what Phoenix would have to
trade. It was one of the two random dudes, right?
It was one of the. Yeah, well, this was actually a third random dude.
It's a lot of random dudes on that show.
The problem was if you're going to get.
Oh, it's Malika Andrews who's on it.
Okay.
Oh, she's great.
She's excellent.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know her name.
Okay.
I'm not saying she wasn't good. If you're going to get KD, you're giving up Devin Booker.
You are not giving up Devin Booker. Devin Booker is one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
So then how are you getting KD? That's what I was getting frustrated about.
Don't have enough to give up for KD.
Right. You are not getting KD for DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton's a free agent, too.
He's a free agent. What are you going to do, a sign and trade and three future first? Maybe.
But that's not working.
There's no center right now in Brooklyn. Well, there's the Barclays Center, but there's nothing else.
No, they signed the kid, what's his name?
Claxton
to a two-year deal.
The kid who can't hit free throws.
Yeah, no.
Because I know Drummond left town.
Yeah,
there's a lot of it. We'll catch you up on everything that happened at the onset, if you will,
Phoenix
of the
doesn't
tampering
have
period of NBA free agency. Spoiler alert, nothing yet for the Celtics, and that's okay.
If you're Brooklyn and you're giving up KD, you want a young star. Like, you want Devin Booker in return.
Why would you part with somebody who's like 10
That's
years
my point.
Younger than Kevin Durant?
That was my point on why they kept beating Phoenix into the ground. And I was like, come on, let's move on from Phoenix and let's see about possible teams that have enough. And there's one team out there that has plenty to give up.
Oh, that's called a BMT, Courtney, a big market tease. Yep. We haven't said good morning yet to the one and only recently married, always fabulous, Courtney Cox.
Well,
good morning,
Coco. Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. I'm happy it's Friday, July 1st. I hope everybody said rabbit, rabbit when they opened their eyes this morning. I forgot, so that'll be in my mind.
Why do I say that?
Oh, first of every month. It's supposed to give you good luck.
Rabbit, rabbit when I go to Lamplighter Brewing in Cambridge and get one of the best double IPAs made in Boston.
Greg says rabbit, rabbit every time he goes into a restaurant.
Yes. Do you have rabbit, rabbit this evening? Braised?
I did not know that.
Cream sauce.
Rabbit a la orange.
Wait, you eat rabbit?
I have eaten rabbit before, yes.
Oh. I bet it tastes like chicken.
It did. It did. You know what else did?
Everything tastes like chicken.
No, I actually, on the Six Rings podcast, available now wherever you get your podcast, where Shime, Andy Hart, and I, great plug, right? That's our Patriot-centric podcast.
Exactly.
Looking forward to you coming on sometime soon.
I'm saying
that you'll be there and not appearing.
I'll zoom it.
I recently admitted to having eaten a bear slider last year at a Patriots tailgate.
Okay, a bear slider?
Did not taste like chicken.
Well, who was offering that?
a random tailgater from Maine. They just called, saw me in the parking lot.
You could have stopped at Maine.
Yeah, Maine. But I mean, where do you think so the bear came from? So Rhode Island. What did Nothing that like taste a good like? Braised Rhode Island bear slider.
Oof. What did it taste like? That tastes like a burger?
Very, very rich, rich burger.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try everything once.
I like bison burgers.
Oh, I like bison's lean. Yeah, this was a little gamey.
Meat okay. freaks me out.
Meat freaks you out. That drop will probably be played again in the future.
Yeah, but it does. Whenever I'm at a restaurant, everything for me needs to be like well done, which I know for all the steak people out there, they'll say that is a crime.
So you don't eat burgers, you don't eat steak.
I will, but it needs to be well done.
Oh, okay.
So it freaks me out that I'm going to get some type of meat that is undercooked and it's going to make me sick.
Hold on. Wait. So all meat. Good morning. Also, Twitch. I see you over there. Boston. It's twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Please, if you're watching on Twitch, say hello. Be nice. Let's have fun. We'll talk about the 4th, your favorite all-American movies, fireworks displays, and everything else later in the show. Twitch line, how do you guys like your meat? Do you guys get everything well done as well? Courtney, you can't have the steak well done. You may as well just be eating
impossible burgers. I mean, I'm like medium well done. But like chicken on a salad or just chicken in general at a restaurant, it needs to be well done.
I'll send a chop back if it's not pink.
Just got to make sure that it has a little char on the outside. Like, I don't want any pink.
Well, there's not supposed to be pink on chicken.
Well, sometimes there is.
There could be.
No.
It doesn't have to be all white.
Unless you want someone out with someone else, whatever the hell it is, that poison.
unless you want Tim Salmon.
Yeah. Unless you want Ebola.
Yeah, Ebola, yep. Yeah, is the Ebola
no
chicken
pink on
fresh
chicken.
Tonight, sir?
Yeah, no pink on chicken.
But you have to have a little pink in the pork chop. The pork chop's all white. It's done. May as well send it back.
Steak, you can have a little bit of pink.
I want my steak red.
Yeah, I like,
I want
my steak barely breathing.
Bloody. Yeah, I like my steak medium rare, but chicken, chicken cannot have no pink on it. Unless you want to get sick, man.
And a little, it depends on what kind of sick and how long. Mm. But the char on the chicken, though, like, you can have char on the chicken and still have it be, like, very plush, pliable, soft. Like, But, like, you want everything, like, cooked through.
Yes, I want everything cooked through.
Is there any joy in it for you at that point?
I enjoy the taste. I'm not a big red meat person to begin
burgers?
With. Very rarely.
You don't like hot dogs
no,
either.
I think hot dogs are disgusting.
Sausage? So you don't eat sausage?
A sausage every so often.
But you eat hot dogs.
No, I don't eat hot dogs.
You don't eat hot dogs, but you eat sausage.
They're in the same
family, though.
But you don't have the snap. You don't have the snap.
The snap. It's all about the snap.
No, it's disgusting. Ugh.
So how do
you don't
want to
know how hot dogs are made.
Cut up.
So you
don't have to bite into the casing.
Well, what are you, 7?
Yeah.
Cut up. With your mac and cheese?
Yeah, like a little, like a nice little, not
don't
fried, but in a pan. Sausage in a pan?
Like peppers, onions,
and
sausage?
Yeah.
That's just all they do is cut it up. So
yeah, I know.
It's
now the texture
now
thing.
Now you're describing breakfast in Goodfellas.
It's a texture
but
thing.
But it still has that
snap?
Yeah, on
no,
it.
No, very different.
Now hold tight real quick. Now, Courtney, I pointed out you've been married my first time seeing you since the great marriage of 2022. Yep. You had a beer at Wormtown named after you. It was sponsored, I imagine. It was celebrated. It was magnificent.
Yep.
Covered by several networks.
Greg got laid.
All right. Could have done. Now I want to have my hot dogs cut up for me, and I think I'll throw up before the end of the show. Was the whir of the helicopters of the paparazzi over the wedding too much to exchange vows, or did you guys fight through?
We ended up moving the ceremony inside. Everything got moved because of the rain. It rained on our wedding day.
Mine too.
And everyone had to stop me to tell me it's good luck. I'm like, if one more freaking person tells me it's good luck, I'm going
to
lose it.
You know what I would have liked to have done? Not felt as if I was in a great biblical flood and been able to use the out-of-doors place that we paid a fortune for.
And still got charged for.
Yeah, and still got charged for as opposed to all cramming inside. But no, getting married Gilgamesh style was a great way to go. But yeah, I don't know if you know, it's good luck.
Yeah, it's great luck. They say that a knot, when they say tying the knot, if you dip a knot into water, it's harder to tear apart.
Oh,
did
man.
Not know that.
Whoever wrote that deserves a punch right in the
learn something new every
right
day.
The old baby maker.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you now, you've been married so 3 weeks?
Yeah, around 3 weeks.
So okay, just 3 weeks tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do we give for the 3 week anniversary?
I don't know.
Paper, pretzels, gold, silver.
I'll just take a nice drink.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What's the drink of choice?
I'm a spicy margarita girl.
Did your husband like them?
Funny you should ask, because I found that out after we said I do, that he actually does not like spicy margaritas. I said, this is a conversation we should have had, you know.
Three words. Grounds for divorce.
Yeah.
Get him out.
No, you don't even need divorce. Annulment.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
It's 20 days in.
I couldn't believe it.
Does
I'm like, you're waiting
even recognize
now?
It now?
Yep. I don't know. I said, I can't believe that you waited till now to inform me that my favorite cocktail you just hate, despise.
Does he ever order one?
Now that I think about it, no, not really.
Right. Wouldn't that tell you?
Spicy margarita. It's the best way to have them. The best margarita I ever had in my life was a habanero grapefruit margarita with like a cayenne and rock sugar rim.
So there's a distillery in Myrtle Beach
that
makes a craft cocktail with their own homemade three peppers vodka.
Mm.
And when I tell you it was spectacular, I have a bottle of the three peppers vodka at home. It is spectacular.
That would be good to make a hot and dirty martini.
Yes.
With that. That would be delicious.
Why would you want your drink spicy?
Oh,
why not?
Get it. No.
Just a so small good. Lingering spice with you.
All right, Sir Rock. I understand that you want it night. You want it smooth, maybe fruity.
I don't mind fruity. I never got, like, because my wife, she'll drink that. But I don't get, like.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I don't get why you want your drink spicy like you're eating nachos.
Oh, it's so good. On our honeymoon, we went to a place that
nachos
had...
are the only thing.
Oh, yeah,
the first thing you went to for spice.
Well, because
was nachos?
When you think about the.
I'm not getting a buffalo chicken margarita.
Yeah, but when you think of habanero, you think of some type of spicy Mexican
chili, maybe.
Food.
We went to an Asian fusion restaurant on the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. They offered wasabi margaritas, and I said, count me in.
I would.
Yeah,
they
were
delicious. I would try it one time.
Yeah, very good.
All right, folks, do you guys like a good spicy margarita, and is Santo's disdain for them grounds for divorce? 617-779-7937. That's obviously what is on the mind of every Boston sports fan out there and those who are excited to get their vacation on, celebrate the 4th, and make their way to the beach this weekend. The weather looks lovely. On today's show, the leads are coming up at 6:30. At 7:30, the news with the recently married and permanently ensconced Miss Courtney Cox. At 9 o'clock today, the Reza himself, Andrew Raycroft, will be calling in to tell us a little bit about the likely new head coach of your Boston Bruins, Jim Montgomery. All throughout the show, a little Patriots, Stephen A. Wiggins on free agency, what the Celtics need to do, a little Pats talk sprinkled in. You name it, we'll do it. Plus, we'll celebrate America like no other radio show at 9:30 today. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's catch you up on everything going on in the wild world of sports right now. Shime, Trend.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I meant to say Shime, Trend Music. Courtney!
Yes, good morning, everybody. Just in time to make your 4th of July sizzle, Shaw's is having a 4-day steak lovers sale. Now through Monday, save big on beef, T-bone, porterhouse, and New York strip steak. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network.
Cook those medium rare, please.
Yep. And you
said... Courtney's case, well done.
You said it, Fitzy. It seems like there's a new head coach for the Bruins. All signs point towards Jim Montgomery, which, if you look at his current contract, makes a whole lot of sense. His assistant coaching contract with St. Louis has expired, so bam, welcome to Beantown. This will be Montgomery's second NHL head coaching job. He was hired by Dallas in May 2018 and immediately took the Stars back to the playoffs for the first time in 3 years.
He didn't last long there. Was he in any of the finalists' name? I feel like this is the first time I heard it. It is a bit of a surprise name.
Yeah,
I will get more into it in my lead today.
Ooh, sweet tease, bro.
Yes, tease. And Bradley Beal to Boston rumors. It was fun while it lasted. Beal is headed back to Washington, agreeing to a 5-year, $250 million max contract. Jason Tatum, happy for his pal, tweeting, damn, so happy for my big brother. Mm-hmm. You deserve it, champ. Let me hold a dollar.
Can I please just point out that the Washington Wizards are an amazing franchise because they now have continued their streak of owning the dumbest contract in the NBA. They have gone from Gilbert Arenas to John Wall to Russell Westbrook and now Bradley Beal. Just basically mortgaging the future of the franchise to placate stars with absurd supermax deals that none of them will ever come close to finishing.
Well,
so I champion
Bradley
the Washington
the
Wizards.
One.
What's that?
I think Bradley Beal's the idiot on this one. Why would you want to go back to Washington?
Why wouldn't you want $250 million to eventually force your way out of there within 2 years?
I mean, you could take a fifth of $1 billion and just come to Boston instead.
Because you get less.
Yeah, he's been there, 10 years? And
plus,
so
have you paid for parking in Boston, Chime? It's a lot.
That's true.
He's been there 10 years, and they stink. You know, so you got to give the guy credit. At least he went back. He's one of those guys that are, sticking around and maybe trying.
His loyalty to the team. Totes. Yeah. Totally.
And speaking of loyalty elsewhere in the league, Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn, listing the Phoenix Suns as a preferred destination. Now, reminder that Kyrie Irving, when he said he was, headed back to Brooklyn, he said he couldn't leave his man Seven anywhere. Mm-hmm. Here's Woj on all of that.
There was a sense of inevitability, I think, around the Nets and around Kevin Durant that this day was coming. There was certainly a lot of back-channeling going on around the NBA to suggest, that Kevin Durant was planning to ask for a trade at some point. And now I'm told that already more than half the league has already called Brooklyn about the possibility of acquiring Kevin Durant, who at 34 years old and still at the very top of his game with 4 years on his contract. And I think certainly the Nets' plan is to really canvas this marketplace and see if there is something akin to a historic offer.
Half the league have already put offers.
Well, it doesn't matter how many teams put an offer. It's the team that has the best offer to give.
Right.
That's going to get Katie.
Mm-hmm. Very curious to see who that may be.
Well, we will find out in my league.
All right.
And a matinee for your Boston Red Sox today in Chicago. First pitch, 2:20 with Rich Hill on the mound. You can tune in right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And make sure to join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 1:20, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts adventure at visitma.com. And finally, Deshaun Watson's hearing before the NFL Players Association, and Sue Robinson. Seems like it's finished after 3 days. No word yet on what that suspension will be, but it seems like Sue Robinson has seen and heard all she needed to do.
Right.
So that news probably coming at 5 p.m. today before 4th of July weekend?
I would say probably like late July, early August. It'll be training camp. I don't think it's going to come anytime soon.
The NFL has already said they want it wrapped up before training camp.
Yeah.
Once the NFL says that, the Players Association wants that. She should know, all right, wrap this thing up before camp.
Let that jerk twist in the wind as long as
possible.
But
what is she going to do? You get the information. Why does it take you three or 4 weeks to make a decision?
Especially if it only took 3 days to look over everything. You know what you're going to do.
Right. You know all the stuff there. Quit having people, linger in, this state of, not knowing. Just go ahead.
I bet it comes down, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, just
after the
weekend.
That quickly. Yeah.
Deliberates over it over the long weekend.
I think it's going to take a little longer.
What's the reason why?
I don't know why it takes so long for lawyers to do legal things.
No, but it's not lawyers. It's the judge. The judge heard the case.
Most people begin as lawyers and then make their way to judge.
Right, but she's already heard all the information.
Judge, sure.
Right? What are you waiting for?
Wiggy. I think it's going to come tonight.
Just make a decision. Either, here's what the suspension you handed down, and then let everybody go for their appeals or not.
Yep.
All right.
That's what's trending, though. We can go now to Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently a crisp 69 degrees out in the city of Boston,
yes.
Guys.
Nice.
It's mostly cloudy out there. Sun's peeking through. It's actually really nice outside right now because it's going to get hot, hot, hot later this afternoon. You're looking at a high of 92 degrees today.
92.
So if you're out there enjoying the sun at all, maybe you're on the beach, already enjoying the long weekend, you're playing 18 today, something like that, make sure to stay hydrated because it is going to be a hot one out there today.
Thank you very much, Shyamalama Ding Dong. That is trending now on WEEI and WEI.com. The leads are coming up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Greg Hill Show. You got the staples of Shime, Courtney and Wiggy, your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens, filling in for Greg, or Il Hillo, who is over in Italy right now enjoying himself a holiday in the cradle of American freedom, of course, being Bella Italia. We're going to get to the leads in just a moment. 617-779-7937 if you'd like to call in and discuss some sports with us. But also, Courtney had a fabulous suggestion during our commercial break. Give us a call. Let us know where you're going this weekend. Where will you be celebrating the 4th on this fabulous New England weekend, the cradle of American civilization here? And how's the traffic?
Yes, what we need to know.
Especially if you're going to the Cape for Courtney, because she's going down there.
Yeah,
see, I thought I was going to be able to get a nap in maybe after the show.
Get a nap in. Why not leave at like midnight tonight?
Oh, because I would like to enjoy tonight.
Oh, Courtney, such a Route 3, such a Cape traffic knave.
Yeah. No, it's not even that. I just thought a lot of people with the work from home, it's changed things a bit. Yes, so I thought everybody maybe left yesterday.
There was traffic last night headed to the Cape because a lot of people took today off to try to get the best of that 4-day weekend. But still, there'll be people today that are
the expressway is going to suck, and then Route 3 will suck.
Well, Route 3's resting state is just general suckers.
Yes. It's like, awful my entire life. I grew up on Route 3, and it has been atrocious forever. Right.
And 93 gets
more in the heart Shime story. I grew up on Route 3, the Chris Shime. Lying.
Up and down Route 3 my whole life.
No,
I struggled.
It's the worst,
Shime, you ain't lying.
Come on, look at
the worst road in Massachusetts.
Where is it in New England, though, that you enjoy traveling or that you never find traffic or it's just like an
Maine's
easy
not bad.
Ride?
Yeah, but, you can go to, listen, Hampton Beach, you're not going to have
Maine's
much
the
traffic.
Size of Texas, just with a better attitude. I mean, come on, please.
But it's better travel-wise than if you're going to go to
any New Hampshire, Maine beach is going to be much better than going to the Cape.
Because it's going to be packed.
You got four, but
and
you got
the water's
going to
be a
lanes.
Cold tub.
Well, you got...
No sharks.
Oh, so is the water hot down on the Cape?
I was in last night. It's five. I took a little dip after I finished work last night at 5:30.
A nighttime swim?
I was in.
That's
dusk.
Rule number one in Jaws. You don't swim at nighttime.
Well, it stays light past 5:30.
So the water is a
eating time.
The water is a
where I'm at in Dennisport on that ocean side. We haven't seen many.
Yeah, okay.
Many sharks yet. We also don't have a deep shelf or anything like that. There's no harbor seal population.
Don't need one. We did a story yesterday. Around 15 feet and less is where they spend half their time on the Cape.
And Fitzy's like, the water's warm over there. It's 60 degrees.
That's fine. But that's most of the dads standing waist deep, by the way, just sort of standing there. And you're like, by the way, if you see a dad standing waist deep in the ocean, leave him there. Don't bother him. You know what he's doing.
There's no warm water anywhere along the... What you call it, the Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire coast. There's no
New England?
Yeah.
I refer to that. Well, New England.
Connecticut's part of New England.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's Long Island Sound. That's not where those beaches kind
of
stay.
Vermont's part of New England, right?
It still is. Yeah, don't have a lot of beaches in Vermont. Exactly. You got a lot of lake life, which some people say is
better.
Or best
not
life.
Not me.
No, me neither. I'm an oceanside guy.
Same.
All right, guys, let's go no further. It's, yeah, why don't we do this? Shime, how about the leads?
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
This morning are sponsored by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986, as you pay nothing unless they win. Injured? Get a free eval at 508-321-7000 or visit Ketch's, K-E-C-H-E-S, KetchesLaw.com. Good morning, Shime. What do we got?
Good morning, Fitzy and crew. So as we discussed briefly in trending, the Boston Bruins reportedly have a new coach. His name would be Jim Montgomery. I didn't really know much about Montgomery before he got hired, to be completely honest with you. He wasn't one of the names originally considered, or at least out there in the media. But to Razor's credit, he's going to be on with us at 9. He was very non-committal on Monday when he was in about who would be the head coach of the Bruins when we asked him between David Quinn and Jay Leach. And then sure enough, the assistant coach of the Penguins' name came out as well as a candidate. And then all of a sudden, Jim Montgomery became the guy.
Now, Shime, I know yesterday when you and I were recording the latest episode of Six Rings, we had a little pre-pod chat, and you were telling me how you were hoping somebody from the Penguins would come this way so they could maybe pull a Pia Chiarelli and bring down like Chara. You wanted Malkin or somebody from
or
Pittsburgh.
Letang. Yeah, or I thought
Letang
that would be
to make
great
their way down here, because that would be a little like, I got to bring my guys with me type of move.
But instead, I think this move actually really indicates exactly the direction the Bruins are going, which is a nice change. This indicates to me that the Bruins are very much investing in the development of young talent. Well, one thing Jim Montgomery has had success with is he has been a very good college coach. He was the college coach at University of Denver. They won a national championship. He coached Danton Heinen all those years ago when Heinen was in college. So this is a guy who understands how to communicate with younger players. He's also a recovering alcoholic, so he actually has a really interesting story. I think he can be really good for this Bruins team. I still don't know a whole lot about him. I can't say that I'm excited, but I am very interested by this hiring, and I think it gives the Bruins a clear direction on exactly how they want to approach their future.
I just would like to know his style of coaching.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him as well. We love a good redemption story here as we do anywhere else.
Right.
A surprise candidate, a different name. I also appreciate the Bruins for giving it to us Friday so we can discuss it today, open things up, get Razor on at 9. It'll be a big talker all weekend. Of course, you can already read the feature story at WEEI.com on Jim Montgomery's hiring as well, as opposed to like the classic Bruins news dump.
Yeah.
You know, like Sunday night, it's like 7 o'clock, kind of like when Gronk retired in March, and you're like, the Bruins hired a coach? Like, right. Like I'm five high noons in.
Yeah.
I got burgers on the grill. I have to cook Courtney's all the way through because she likes it well done. Yeah. Now I got to deal with the Bruins hire.
Yeah.
No, it's good to know now. So we'll explore more about that at 9 o'clock when Andrew Razor Raycroft calls in. Thank you very much, Shime. Who's next? Go ahead, Courtney.
Is it me?
Would you like to be next?
You.
Okay.
All right.
Mine, college football news, USC, UCLA moving on from the Pac-12 to go to the Big Ten. Ridiculous. And this is changing the landscape of college football as we know it. We talked about the ACC two days ago, moving on from the two divisions to just be all 14 teams playing each other. It is this NCAA football is going to be a professional league in 5 to 10 years. College football, no more. I am worried with how this is going because I love college football. I love everything that goes into college football. I love everything that surrounds college football.
Same.
I love the pomp and circumstance.
Sure.
Pomp and circumstance?
The pageantry,
works
if you will.
Yeah,
pomp and
the
circumstance,
pageantry, if you will.
Hottie totty, gosh almighty, who the hell are we?
Gosh.
Yeah, are you kidding
me? Go Eagles, of course. But Wiggy and I talked about this a few days ago when it came to NIL deals and how this is going to change how these athletes are thought of from the fans. Because you lose that the excuse if someone has a bad game of, listen, the coach can't get up there and say, they're student athletes, they don't get paid. They're going to class. They're working their ass off. you're losing everything that surrounds college football and gives it that twinkle. Mm-hmm. I forever said I like college football more than I like
professional
football.
So what don't you like about this?
Because this is changing. Like, if I'm Maryland, mm-hmm. now I've got to go to California to go play.
Yeah, you used to be in the ACC.
Right.
And then you decided to be a member of the Big Ten, which, of course, prior to yesterday, had 14 teams.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now the Big Ten has 16 teams.
Right.
But mm-hmm. the Pac-12, which is called the Pac-12, will have 10 teams.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they're not planning on rebranding, so they're going to try to recruit more teams. And the Big 12 doesn't have 12 teams anymore either.
Right.
And the Big 12 is a mess. And the SEC is so big. How big is it? They have two divisions, and they continue to grow as they pay players and become the professional league. Courtney, the college football landscape is a disaster.
Right.
It's already a professional league. It is right. the second most popular sport in America.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing for college football.
I think it's a
good thing? Because now it opens up the college football playoff system. So now you got to go expand from four, which, because that's the most important thing in college football right now, is the playoffs. So now that the more good teams that there are in one particular conference, you when you start to see teams like Texas and I forget, Oklahoma are now going to the SEC mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. play in a more competitive league, what that now does is make the rest of college football say, we now need to open up the college football playoff system and have more teams.
So what do you want, eight teams now as opposed to four?
Well, I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to see more than eight. I think there's a good opportunity to maybe, I don't know, have 14 teams or 12 teams or whatever it is. The five conferences and then
the Power Five, if you
will. The Power Five.
Wait, so Lincoln Riley doesn't get to face Oklahoma in like a rivalry match now?
No, Lincoln Riley now, Lincoln Riley, who was the coach of Oklahoma, right. he goes to USC so he can whoop ass on the Pac-12 and be the Lincoln Riley of the West Coast.
Yeah, but he's
But
leaving.
Now Lincoln Riley yeah. has to play Ohio State
right.
and Michigan as a member of, Wiggy, the Big Ten, which, right. if you hadn't heard, has 16 teams.
Right, but I mean, that's all changed.
16 teams. It's stupid.
But the names of them all changed anyway, because originally
they're not going to change it.
Originally it was the Pac. Originally
it's not
going to
be the Big
Pac-10.
16 network.
But originally it was the Pac-10.
It was. And now
right.
it is the Pac-10 again.
Right.
But they rebranded. It is
but
the Pac-12.
I don't,
yeah, they should have just kept it.
I don't.
This is turning into the worst who's on first of
yeah,
all time.
I don't
it's
care
a disaster.
But I don't care about the numbers. I look at the competitive play.
All right.
I look at, you know, guys like schools want to make good money. So USC has a storied storied program.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to play against. They're actually saying we want to play in a more competitive league. So good for them to go to the Big Ten. And now they're going to have to face Ohio State, Michigan,
Wisconsin,
Michigan State,
Minnesota, Penn State.
It's
yeah.
not going to be like they're
the
not
classic rivalry of Penn State, UCLA.
Yeah. Right. But they're not leaving.
Fight on,
they're not leaving to go to a conference where they're going to dominate. So that's going to open up the playoff system. What this is going to do ultimately is going to give us what we ultimately want, is more playoff teams. So when the college football playoffs come around, that's where we're really going to see everybody be able to play.
And,
but
you know,
do you agree
NIL's
that college football is changing
change.
A lot?
Well, I don't mind the NIL thing. So, see, for me, I'm glad that players, because coaches, what do? Every year they can up and leave and go.
No, yeah,
Nick
I agree
Saban
with you.
Makes $10 million a year.
Yeah.
Off the backs of his players.
Right.
So I got no issues with the NIL.
Yeah.
The teams want to leave conferences. I got no problem with that.
All right, Wiggy, actually, we have a call on the line. We've had several calls about traffic, sports, and everything else that we've talked about in the first 40 minutes mm-hmm. of today's program. Wiggy, you and I are going to do our leads when we come back from commercial break. But first, Doug is in Boston. He wants to talk college football and NILs. How nice to be talking college football in Boston once again.
Like
Doug,
it.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I called last time. Curtis was on. My hope Curtis is doing well. I am pro NIL. I am from Miami. You think any of those South Florida guys actually wanted to move to Alabama?
I don't think anyone wants to lose
football?
To Alabama.
No, I think you said move
no.
to Alabama.
Move to Alabama. Oh. No, they don't. Nobody wants to move to Alabama.
Right.
That's just a fact.
Especially if you're in
exactly.
South Florida.
So yeah. NIL levels the playing field because we all know, and the whole thing between Jimbo Fisher and Saban, when they talked about look under the hood of mm-hmm. Saban,
mm-hmm.
all them people, Tua's family moved to Alabama. How did they afford that? This NIL actually frees up players to go and do things and lets all their other schools be able to say, you know what, we're in a certain location, we can do certain things too.
Yep.
So
yep.
I am pro NIL.
Doug, if you're from Miami, Wiggy doesn't believe that the four-star recruit got $9.5 million. Have you heard, are the streets talking in Miami to you?
He didn't get $9.5 million.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, that's...
He still probably got a nice piece of change.
Yeah, he probably did, but I'm with Doug. I think that the...
Solid call. Thank you, Doug.
NIL does level the playing field now, you know, when you think about the number one, I know people said Arch Manning, but there's a quarterback from California who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's committed to go to Tennessee. So if you have the program that has enough boosters behind it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to now see guys. Now all the five stars are not just going to go to Alabama because they're going to look at it. All right, this is my way to the NFL. Guys are going to go everywhere knowing that, all right, if I'm good enough, I can get to the NFL, but now I can make money doing it while I'm playing
college. So this could help BC.
You could make money.
It could help BC if they're willing to pay.
It could eventually. A random school like Iowa State, Boston College.
Well, it won't help BC
South
as
Carolina,
much.
You get the right backer behind the right recruit. You bring a little booty to the table, and you could have General Booty at your school.
But
that's
actually
the name of the quarterback.
It won't help BC
Simon,
as much until BC says, we want to start competing like a team that wants to play in the BCS playoffs. Because their academic standards are not going to get some of these kids. You know what I mean?
That is correct. I could keep this college football discussion going on and on and on. What a welcome surprise. 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to talk traffic, college sports, any of the leads thus far. When we return in just a couple of minutes, Wiggy's lead, my lead, and the Greg Hill Show keeps on rolling. Happy 4th weekend, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lyrics that we could possibly come back with, because everybody is on the road and everybody will be on the beach today and all weekend long. Beautiful weather in the area and throughout New England for this 4th of July weekend. Courtney, we were not able to take a couple of calls. Hello, your old pal Fitzy here checking in, hosting the Greg Hill Show this morning with Wiggs, Shime, and Courtney. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to join us, you could watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Thanks for listening on 93.7 FM, any of our affiliates, and of course on the Odyssey app. Great rejoin, Shime. One of my all-time favorite songs, Don Henley's Boys of Summer. But the Ataris cover, sneaky one of my maybe one of my 25 favorite covers. Like, that's an excellent, excellent cover.
Yeah, it's one of the better covers of all time.
Yeah, that's a bang.
Oh, that song rips.
You know, is it a banger or is it rip?
Well, no. That song rips, and it is a banger. Banger is a noun. Rips is a verb.
Okay.
Rips so is the same
rips,
as slaps.
But I can't say that. Oh, okay. Rips is the same as slaps.
Bangs.
But
yes.
That song, does that song
bangs.
F?
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah,
it
you
rips?
Can say that.
Okay.
So rips means it's good.
Yeah.
Rips
yes.
means rips or slaps is good.
Banger, rips and slaps are synonymous.
Banger,
rips and
slaps. Banger means it's good.
Yeah.
Yes, a banger is good.
So isn't rips and banger the same thing?
No. Rips,
you are right.
No, rips and banger is a bar in London. Rips and Slaps is the name of the clothing company that used to be a sponsor on the Midday Show. And the Ataris is the name of the band that covered the song by Don Henley, released in 1985. Don Henley used to be a member of Not Everybody at Once, the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for making me feel older than Rips and Slaps. Rips and Slaps himself. Courtney, a lot of phone calls came in. Wasn't able to take them because we were talking college football.
Wish we had taken Debbie. She said, you got to leave right now.
She said, the best idea was to actually let you go now.
Yeah. Right.
I have heard me and Wiggy do the news before when I filled in hosting this show. I'm sorry. We have to keep you here.
I have a little.
No worries.
I'm doing the same thing you are.
Yep.
I'm not going home. I might call Hubs, darling dear Santo, who is currently working from home. Working from home, please.
Just tell him to meet you in the
He's watching the final half of Stranger Things season four, which is exactly what we're doing tonight.
Tell him to pack up and meet you in the cave.
I know, but I did lay out my clothes.
Pick her up on the Yeah, well, I'll pick you up.
That's the opposite way, though.
What do you really got? I mean, what do you really need this weekend? Couple suits, some fancy sunglasses, a few IG-approved outfits.
Yep.
He knows how you dress. You guys have been together for years, married 20 days.
Yep.
He can throw a couple things in that fabulous. Is it a valise? Is it a full suitcase? Are we going shoulder
I think
bag?
I'm going to bring like a weekender bag.
A weekender.
So how long are you going down there? So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're coming back Monday?
Yeah.
So really, it's Friday, 3 days.
And you're going where?
To Falmouth.
Oh, love Falmouth. Yep. Best road race in America.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Sneaky,
there.
Great place. Thought about actually moving to Falmouth at one point. Love it.
Wow.
Absolutely love it.
I wouldn't live where I am
in Dennisport full time, but do I?
I might go to a 4th of July party on Onset on Sunday.
Onset? Where is that?
Ain't that somewhere down by the Cape?
It's where things begin.
Onset.
Mm-hmm. It's right next to Offset.
You know where that is, though?
You said it. Thank you, because you took it out of my mouth, and that way nobody can be like, oh, Fitzy brought the dad jokes.
Well, so guys, you took the bullet
for so me, what is
and
it?
I love you.
So Onset Beach?
What's the name of the place? Is it Onset? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it's
in the Cape,
So
you got Onset, Centerville, Craigville Beach.
You're a Cape person.
I don't know. I have never heard Onset.
Where is Onset?
It says Wareham.
Yes, Onset is actually just off Cape.
All right, so it's
right. It's like Wareham. It's Wareham.
Wareham.
Wareham, Hingham.
Wareham, that's the first thing my son says when he wakes up in the
morning. It's not too far down the Cape, right?
He's a big meat eater.
Hingham's not down the Cape, by the way.
Hingham's
not
on the Cape. Hingham's South Shore.
Yeah.
So Hingham's right next to my hometown.
It goes, Hingham is, we call it, like, it's Braintree, Weymouth, otherwise known as Braintree with no dreams.
Right.
And then you've got Hingham, which is expensive Braintree.
Right.
And then you've got
Hanover?
Rockland, which is the Syria of the South Shore. And then you've got...
Rockland is literally just a buffer zone for Brockton.
No, Rockland is like Holbrook that failed out of college.
But where is it? Is it near Plymouth? Because Plymouth's the Cape, right?
No, Plymouth is like the second to light. You got Plymouth and then depending
on
where you are.
Nothing is the Cape unless you're over the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have to cross the bridges. And there was a nice little article earlier this week in the Boston Herald about the bridges when they were completed way back in. That's right, everybody. 1935. Those bridges have been in operation for 87 years. That's why the Army Corps of Engineers did 3 weeks of emergency work last summer. And that's why I go 5 to 10 miles per hour faster every time I cross the Sagamore.
Aren't they shutting it down this summer?
It would not be a good idea to shut it down during the summer because...
Yeah, that would be a bad move.
No, I know. But Dana, who worked, our great salesman, Dana, who's the best, lives in Falmouth, and he told me that they're shutting down one of the bridges for the summer.
I don't know about that. There's two bridges, the Sagamore and the...
They're shutting down...
The one you'll be crossing today, the Bourne
I know
bridge.
That one, the Bourne.
Bourne, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
So excellent. Onset is not on the Cape.
Onset is not on the Cape. Okay, guys, we did it. Within the first hour, we were able to push the leads almost into the 7 o'clock hour. Wiggy, we have to literally get to your lead. Otherwise, sales is going to come knocking on the door.
All right, it's very simple.
What do we got?
My lead is very simple. I was on the Bradley Beal train, but now I jumped off that train. Bradley Beal was initially the prom queen, but... The girl that we all wanted to be prom queen has decided to throw her name into the arena, and that is Kevin Durant in this case. So I am all over Kevin Durant. And the Celtics have the best package by far to be able to get this guy.
All right, hold on. So you want Kevin Durant, and you don't want Kevin Durant at a Celtics-friendly price. Now, I'm not talking about a Danny Ainge.
No, he's already on a deal.
Getting a dollar for a quarter in return.
No.
You want Kevin Durant
for
a package that's going to include legitimate Celtics starters and talent, not just like bits, parts, pieces, and draft picks.
I would tell I forget the guy's name out in Brooklyn, the GM.
Sean Marks.
I would say, listen, you can have whatever you want except for Tatum.
Literally anything you want.
Anything you want.
You would open the liquor cabinet and
open
say,
it up.
Help yourself.
Everything except anything. For that bottle right there in the corner.
Anything even, but the Clase Azul.
Even after we swept them.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
You don't care about how Katie looked.
No, I don't care
about the fact that if the Celtics had one other viable bench scorer, if Jason Tatum, who has played the most minutes in the NBA the last 3 years, let alone this past season, and was so damn tired and overworked and overwhelmed by the moment, the team, and his effort.
He was so
you don't
damn
care
tired.
That they were this close, having to go up against one of the sneaky better teams of the last 20 years. They are just this close, and you want to
blow it.
They're
not just that close.
They are, because they were.
No, they were this close this season.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean they're going to be this close next season.
And you want so let me guess. You're willing to part with JB and then some.
Brown. You can have whoever you want. You want Brown. You want Time Lord. You want Marcus Smart. You can have all those guys.
All three of them for Kevin Durant.
You can have what you want.
Who's going to play defense?
Grant
Williams?
You can piece together enough around
Yabusele?
Guys like that. You can piece together pieces. But if you have Tatum and Kevin Durant, oh man, come on.
Okay, good. They'll go off for 60 a night. You're going to have less deep.
What do you think Phoenix is going to do? No matter where
defense.
He goes.
You'll have way less deep.
If you say you want him to go to Phoenix is going to have to give up all those young guys. They're going to have to give up. So you're basically putting him in Phoenix with him. You're probably not going to have Devin Booker and Chris Paul, but you're going to have to give up all those young guys if you want to keep Devin Booker. So no matter where he goes, you are going to have to open up the cupboard and give whatever team they want. But you're now building your team. You can find guys to play defense when you have two guys that are going to be Durant and Jason Tatum. So don't give me this defense crap. Why did they lose? Because they couldn't score.
Because they did not score enough points ultimately. Because, Wiggy, in the final game, Jaylen Brown was trying to do too much. He was overcompensating for Jason Tatum, like I said, they asked too much of time and again. And then your bench was good for 5 points.
Yeah, you have no bench.
I know. That's why I would rather they get... Okay, we'll get into this a little bit more. I'll do my lead as a news story. We got to pay some bills. We got to reset the top of the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.